On Friday, members of UNC's Black Student Movement gathered outside the North Student Academic Services Building, the home of UPendo Lounge. There, the group's president, Adam Sharif, explained how it was only August when BSM learned it could no longer reserve the space for its meetings.
At the beginning of the semester, we were notified by Vice Provost for Student Affairs, Amy Johnson, and Vice Provost Leah Cox, that we would meet to discuss the implications of UPendo following new federal guidelines released by Attorney General Pam Bondi. In reality, the call had already been made. We were there to be told, not heard.
The lounge originated in Chase Dining Hall in 1973 after years of BSM advocating for a safe space on campus for Black students. It later moved to SASB, typically providing today's students with a cultural hub to study, socialize, and gather in a predominantly Black atmosphere, according to a release from the campus group. But on September 5th, Sharif said UNC informed the organization it no longer held co-ownership status over UPendo, with plans to turn it into a permanent conference room. The decision followed the UNC Board of Governors' ban of DEI across NC public universities in response to a national anti-DEI memo. Although the BSM leaders Friday argued the organization liberally helps facilitate the use of the space by other groups, often those that are not Black serving, the federal guidelines state how spaces like the lounge discourage students of other races from accessing it. Sharif said the guidelines also suggest how spaces like the lounge may foster a hostile environment.
There are buildings and spaces on this campus named after people who participated in slavery, committed treason against the United States, and led vigilante groups to terrorize Black voters. But the space that gets targeted for potentially creating a hostile environment literally means love in Swahili.
Sharif called the space one of BSM's chief accomplishments since its founding in 1967. As the university's largest on-campus cultural organization, he said it's also helped to increase Black student enrollment, found UNC's African, African-American, and Diaspora Studies Department, and generally address cultural and diversity issues on campus.
UPendo has been under attack for years. The space was not taken away because of this memo. It's been chipped at for years. This is sort of their edge to take it away.
At the press conference, BSM's political action co-chair, Samuel Scarborough, presented the group's demands for the university, including restoring its ownership status of UPendo.
Our first demand, first and foremost, is that our university stand up against federal pressures and not take this nonsense memo from Attorney General Pam Bondi. Take a stand for not only Black students, but all students at the school. Because we know that once they strike against us, they're striking against all other groups on this campus and their right to a free and welcome space.
The group's other demands are for a plaque to be displayed outside the lounge, written by BSM to honor the space and its significance to the campus community. The organization is also asking for UNC to preserve the UPendo name, keep copies of the artwork currently displaying UPendo's history on its walls, and return the original artwork to BSM.
And finally, we call on our Black alumni, we call on our Black community members, we call on anybody, anyone of conscience to support us in this crucial moment, whether that's financially or meeting with us to continue the struggle, not only for UPendo Lounge, but for creating an environment on this campus that supports Black students and all students.
The group's first-year council membership chair, Corey Billingsley, said she hardly had a chance to use the lounge before it got taken away. Currently in her first semester at UNC, she explained what it's like to see the university strip away what she believes to be an important space to both Black history and safety on campus.
It's not a great feeling. Obviously, we're admitted here as students for UNC, and it feels when we have spaces like this taken away that they see us more as a number, or they're looking for us to fit some sort of diversity quota, and they don't actually see us as students.
And at its core, Billingsley said the demands are about preventing the university from erasing UPendo's history.
If it turns into a conference room, then future freshmen and, you know, underclassmen, like, it becomes a word of mouth sort of thing. Mm-hmm. Oh, remember the UPendo Lounge, like what it used to be. And so the goal is to not have that happen, to keep that history alive, and yeah, just having the demands of BSM met.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Emma Cook.